No matter how dark the night is, the sun always rises. No matter how hard life gets, keep moving forward. You never know what amazing things are waiting just around the corner. No story is too rough and no journey is too tough. Join us on Stretch Street to be inspired by the stories of people who have been through it all and come out stronger. Stretch Street Podcast. Stretching without snapping.
Hello guys, and welcome to another episode on the Stretch Street Podcast. Yes, as you can see today, I am going solo. Yes. And I have a very special announcement in this particular episode. But before I get into the announcement, I really have something that I want to share with you today. But before I go into what I want to share with you today, if this is your first time on the Stretch Street Podcast, you are welcome. If this is your first time, I hope somebody directed you here. If somebody did, please go back to that person and say thanks for directing me here. And probably you stumbled upon it. I've heard some feedback from people that they stumbled upon my content, so it is not a new concept to me. So if you stumbled upon it, well, I hope you didn't fall. But I do hope that you fall in love with me and with my content so that we can continue this relationship. All right, so that means if it's your first time here, it means you're not yet subscribed to this YouTube channel, or you're not yet subscribed to my audio channel if you're listening to this on any of your favorite listening platforms. Okay, all you need to do is look for any button there that says rate or give feedback or follow or something. Just follow, rate the podcast, and let me know your thoughts. You can also share your insights with me or your feedback with me via email by sending me an email to stretchstreetpod@gmail.com. And click on the subscribe button if you're watching this right now and turn on notifications so that you are alerted. And you want to do that because for the first announcement I'm going to make, I will be going on a short break. Okay, I'll be going on a short break. So you want to turn on the notification so that you don't miss it when I am back on track. Okay, now, yes, that was my first announcement. But going straight into the talk today, I want to talk to you today about intuition. I reckon that a lot of us or a lot of people do not really leverage the power of their intuition, of your gut. You know, you feel it somewhere down here. And that's that thing that you feel like, you know, when something happens and you're like, and something told me to do this thing. Yes, that's your gut, that's your intuition, right? And, you know, I made some findings, and this is kind of an explanation of what an intuition is. It's a complex and misunderstood aspect of the human cognition, okay? It refers to the ability to understand or know something without the need for conscious reasoning. Okay, without the need for conscious reasoning, which means that your intuition gathers information from your subconscious mind and pulls something together to make you, you know, feel something or sense something that is yet to come. All right, here are some characteristics of intuition. Is immediate understanding. Number one, immediate understanding. So in your intuition, it's more like you get an insight into an idea or an event that is about to happen, and immediately you just understand it without you necessarily thinking about it. And sometimes it is even difficult to explain. You're like, maybe you're in a conversation with somebody and you're like, let's not go that way, let's go this way. And your friend is telling you like, why? Like, I don't know, but I just feel like we should not go that way. So that's your intuition. It just kind of gives you signal, you know. Sometimes it's complex to understand, you know. I'm still, you know, going through the journey of understanding myself, but I have come to embrace mine, and I am reaping the reward of understanding it. And it is interesting also to me to know that you can actually grow in the understanding of your intuition, which would help you kind of hone it, yes, sharpen it, fine-tune it so that every time it then gives you a signal, you're able to pick it up, and it's almost like your intuition is always right. It comes with practice. Sometimes you get it wrong, but the more you listen to it, the more you practice, the more you use it, the better it becomes for you. Another characteristic is it processes, you know, subconsciously. Your intuition often draws on information that your brain has processed. So your brain has processed this information before, and so it is in your subconscious mind. But your intuition kind of handles that processing from your subconscious mind. That's why sometimes you can't even logically explain what is going on. You just know. It's just like there's a knowing, all right? Another characteristic of intuition is that it is non-linear. So it does not follow a certain pattern, right? It can just be out of the blues, like, and hence, that's why you can't really explain it sometimes, right? It just happens, like, how did you know? Like, I just knew. Something was just telling me. I was just feeling somehow, yes. Also, intuition rides on emotion, right? It rides on emotion. It has some emotional components to it, right? So it is closely tied to our emotion, and sometimes it can manifest in feelings, and these feelings can be comfortable or uncomfortable. So it can be comfort or discomfort, meaning that sometimes you just feel like uneasy around some people, and you know, something is telling you that this person is not the person to be with. This person is not the person to hang out with, right? Sometimes you get into a space like, I shouldn't be here. This place, I shouldn't be here. And the moment you move, or the moment you stand up, or the moment you leave that place, boom, something happens. And you're like, hey, how did you know? God saved you. If you were there for another 5 minutes, only going to know what would have happened, right? Your intuition. Now, why is it important that we begin to pay attention to the intuition? Or how can we use it or leverage it for our own personal growth, right? How are the ways? Number one is you need to trust it. I've had several episodes myself, you know, with relation to my intuition, with relation to my guts. And this has been something that has been with me for the longest time since I was a child. You know, things would occur that I'll probably have had premonitions about. And sometimes, most times when I do not go with those premonitions, when I do not go with those warnings and those signs, I always regret it. And now, as an adult, I'm beginning to pay more attention because, man, you just don't want to keep making mistakes. You don't want to keep having, you know, making wrong decisions just because you will not listen to your intuition, because you will not listen to your guts. Most times, it's always very painful because you could have averted a lot of pain, a lot of stress. But just because you would not listen, because you would not learn your own intuition, and then you just keep going against it and getting into trouble and suffering for it when you could easily avoid that suffering, right? So learn to trust it. At first, it might be wrong or you might interpret it wrongly, but when you stick with it, it becomes clearer by the day. So trust it, right? Trust it, leverage it. Trust it. Learn to recognize it when it comes to you. Number two is practice mindfulness and self-awareness. When you engage in the practice of mindfulness, that is being mindful, being present in this present moment, I am speaking to you. My thoughts are coming out to you, and I want you to connect with what I am saying in this present moment, right? And I'm aware of my surroundings as well. I can see my mic, I can see my lighting and everything, but I want the focus to be on you. So awareness, also being aware of myself. What am I feeling at this very moment? I'm feeling very inspired as I share this content with you, right? So I am aware of what I'm feeling. I'm aware of my surroundings. But at the same time, I am mindful of you that I'm trying to communicate with. I mean, this is just a simple example, you know, of what mindfulness and, you know, awareness is, right? So engage in practices like mindfulness, mindful meditation. There's a lot of guide on YouTube. I use them a lot. And sometimes I just play cool sound and just, you know, visualize as well, right? That would help you. They help you attune. They help you connect with yourself. Sometimes when I do those, I love the breath meditation, you know, when my eyes are closed. I'm listening to a very calm music, but I'm meditating on my breath, how I am breathing in and out, and you know how that is happening. And it helps me come back to center. And when my mind is trying to remember all the different gazillion things that I need to do, I am able to say, no, not yet, right now. We focus on the breath. It is very powerful. Like, even if you practice for that for 5 minutes every day, it anchors you, right? And so it also helps you listen to yourself. Hence, listen to your intuition. It helps you become more connected to your guts and to your intuition. And when you leverage it, it is powerful. Also, do not, as much as we want to, you know, trust our gods and everything, we cannot like leave everything to the gods or to the intuition, okay? So you also need to be able to analyze your intuition when the insight comes. Sometimes you need to mix it up with logic to see, okay, if it's logical, okay? Not all the time. Sometimes you cannot find the logic in it. Just do what your heart is telling you, especially. It's more like the more you practice it, the more you learn your intuition, you will know when it is like coming strong on you, such that you don't even need to think about it. You don't need to be rational about it. But there are times that it comes subtle that you probably need to, you know, weigh things out. Like, is this, am I being biased here? Am I being fearful here? Am I being afraid here? Am I overthinking things here? But there are times that it comes so strong at you, comes so repeatedly that you know you have to just take action, or you suffer the consequences of not listening to your intuition, right? Other ways you want to leverage your intuition is to learn from mistakes, because sometimes you might misinterpret your intuition, or you might misinterpret your emotion for intuition. And when you do that, it is easy to just then castigate yourself or beat yourself up and say, oh, I'm not listening to it again. That's not the route to go about it. Forgive yourself, but at the same time, learn from the mistake so that you learn how it came about, so that you can spot it if it's coming about like that again. Maybe you do it the first time, it was an error. You do it the second time, it's an error. That's you also learning that, okay, when I feel things like this, then maybe it's not it. Maybe, so you can see, you can begin to pay attention to see what happens before that, you know, idea comes, or that intuition comes, or that insight pops into your head. Is it that you just watch something, you just spoke to somebody, or you just finish doing a particular thing? So all of those things, when you pay attention to them, it will start to give you patterns that your intuition work with. And that way you can learn from the times that it didn't work versus the time that it works, so that you kind of find a fine line between when it is an intuition that you need to follow or pursue, and when it is one that you need to question and even fine tune a bit before you take action on. All right. And finally, be patient with yourself. You know, these things are not, they're not rice and beans, right? Be patient. It's something that you grow into. It's not something that you automatically, you know, just pick up and just, you know, no. Even when people have, you know, spiritual giftings, they don't just automatically just start to use it and become exceptional at it. They use it, they practice it with patience and with consistency, you get better at it. All right. So this is something that I really just want to, you know, draw your attention to. And I hope that you would begin to pay attention to your intuition and begin to see the many times that you have missed out on opportunities, or you've gotten into trouble simply because you did not listen to your intuition. I just want to, you know, plead with you to pay attention to it, so you know when to question it, but also when to jump when it says something, when it insinuates anything, when to run for your life when you feel danger or something. Your intuition is telling you, no need to ask, no question needed, just run. Okay, so pay attention to your intuition. I hope that you've gotten some value from this episode today. Now, bringing it back to the announcement I talked about, the first one is that I am going on a break. I think I deserve a break. I've been on for the longest time without any form of break on this podcast, and I think I am running low on fuel. But that is not even the main reason why I am taking a break. The reason I'm taking a break is because I am changing my model. Yes, I'm changing the model for the podcast. I have been creating podcasts for free for the longest time. This is probably my 159th or my 160th episode. And it is time. My intuition is telling me it is time to move to the next level. And I understand that, you know, not everyone who is currently with me, we will move with me. And that's okay. That's understandable. For as long as it lasted on this level, I appreciate you. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for reacting. Thank you for giving me feedback. Thank you for listening to the podcast. But going forward, we are switching things up. When I return from my break, we are going on the subscription model for this podcast. All right. It's not going to be anything gigantic. It's stipend. But what I want to do with that is to be able to gather resources so that I can even create more quality content. All right. I need better gadgets and things like that. But also, it has to be worth my while. All right. It is that time. And I am super excited about what is to come. Basically, what would happen is in the next couple of weeks, I will be in pre-production. I will be interviewing, you know, thought leaders, you know, in their own spaces. And how this would work is I will leave a link to this episode. It will probably be the only link on this episode so that you're not distracted by any other links. All right. If you want all the other links, go and watch or listen to all the other episodes. But this particular episode, I'm going to leave just one link. And that one link is going to lead you to a landing page where you can pre-sign up, or maybe more like join the wait list of my new subscribers. Okay, the pricing is not there yet. The subscription page is not ready. But what I want to do with this, because the way that I want to run it going forward, is for everyone who is going to go along with me on this journey, I'm going to introduce my guests to you, my next guest to you, so that you can check them out, go through their bios, go through their links, look at them and see what questions do you want me to ask them in the episode that I'm going to have with them. Do you see why I also need the break to afford you the opportunity to meet my next set of guests so that you can, you know, find out from them what they do? They're going to be specific in their fields, right? So you want to ask a very specific question. I don't want to assume on your behalf. And that is why I want to involve you on this journey, okay? So you send me the possible questions that you want me to ask them, and I collate those questions together, and I'm going to do the asking when I do record the session with them. But what that does for us both is to help me serve you better and to make sure that you are getting premium value from every episode that comes out. I hope that sounds great for you, and I hope that you're going to go along with me on this journey. Again, do not be afraid of the cost that is going to be attached to the subscription. It's going to be something very tiny that you wouldn't even know something has left your account, okay? But again, it's needed so that I can, you know, do better at this work, and so that, you know, it's worth my while as well. And if you know anything about me, you will know that I'm a one-person, but I would rather, you know, create that content for one person than just create for people who are not interested. Okay. So I know this is a little bit scary for me, honestly speaking, but I really have a strong feeling that it is time, and I'm glad to be finally doing this. All right. So, you know, just click on that link, sign up. Right now is free. Just sign up if you are interested in knowing more details about how things are going to unfold. Then sign up, and then, you know, you get all the details via email, and I'll be carrying you along as I go along and speaking to different people from different parts of the world as usual, telling you about their stretch stories. Okay, but with a little twist on it, having you ask questions ahead of time so that I can ask them the questions that burnt in your own heart. All right, I think I've said enough, and I think I've repeated a lot. Please bear with me, and I hope that this episode has been useful for you. Thank you so much for your support all over the years, over the years. And thank you for your continued support. I'm hoping that you will go along with me to this next phase. And together we can, you know, rub hands together to wash each other's hands clean and to also be, you know, renewed in our minds and, you know, grow together. Thank you so much. This is the Energetic EJ. I'll see you soon, pretty soon. The break won't be that long, but let me go take a chill pill and then I will be back soon. God bless you. Till I come your way again, we'll be chatting, we'll be talking via email. So please click that link, sign up to the newsletter so that I can be in communication with you like that while I am on break on the front end and doing the work on the back end. I love you. I celebrate you. Thank you for being a part of my journey. God bless you. Until next time, take care of yourself. Remember that challenges are not exclusive to any of us. We all go through these challenges, right, in life. But when we assume the posture of learning to say, what is this challenge here to teach me? Then we're able to distill the lessons. We're able to go through the situation and come out better people, because now those lessons will become weapons in our arsenal to go through life and to help others through life as well. God bless you. Please click on subscribe. If you have not subscribed to this YouTube channel, click on follow on any of the channels where you listen to me on, and feel free to send me your feedback. But most importantly, please do subscribe to the newsletter so that I can keep you updated on the next phase of things. God bless you. See you next time. Bye-bye.